Welcome, everyone, to the Super Smart Power Hour for May 2010. We're going to do another What's New with Your Super Smart Websites webinar tonight. Last month, I showed you a lot of the stuff, a lot of the updates we've been working on since June of last year up until February, and we've been making some more updates as of April and here into May. So I'm going to show you a few of these new updates tonight on the show. But before we get started, I do want to make a few brief announcements. Tomorrow night here in Atlanta is our late night networking meetup group at the Cheyenne Grill located at 2391 Peachtree Road Northeast in Atlanta. That's down there about halfway between Buckhead and Midtown on Peachtree. So it's pretty easy to find if you Google it, do a Google map. But you can also go to meetup.com/late-night-networking. That's meetup.com/late-night-networking. And notice that night is spelled N-I-T-E, four letters, just like late. We did that on purpose. So check it out. That is our meetup group we have, Gordon Katz and I have every month on the first Wednesday of the month. It's the day after Black Tuesday, which is foreclosure Tuesday here in Georgia. And it is strictly a networking get-together. We get together for food, drinks, and networking and a good time. This will be about our fifth month we've done it. We've been doing it since January with great success. So we really, really enjoy it. No selling or anything of that sort. We just all get together, network, and talk about what we do and any current topics that are going on in the real estate industry. So I encourage everybody to come. Also, I'm proud to let everyone know that the Foreclosures Gone Wild training in Atlanta takes place on May 21st through the 23rd here in Atlanta. So far, we're making plans to have the event at my office out in Buford. You can actually register online at supersmartwebprofits.com, and I'll show you how to register. I'm going to encourage everybody to come to this Atlanta event. This is the one we've been planning for quite some time. Everybody's been asking for, so they don't have to drive down to Orlando. We are starting the Atlanta coaching program later this month and are really going to do everything we can for the remainder of the season, spring and summer and fall, to crank up the short sale buying machine here in Atlanta. So anybody that's interested in doing short sales, please join us at this event. You will not be disappointed. And we're going to be doing a lot of training here in the office on a regular basis for our coaching students, as well as doing webinars. Plus, anybody that's in coaching can also go down to Kimberly's office and train down there as well. The offices are interchangeable. But obviously, we want to train you here close to home. We'll be doing a lot of field events and things like that, too, over the upcoming months. So I'm really, really excited about getting this cranked up here in Atlanta. If you'd like to register, you can do that at supersmartwebprofits.com. Just go to our homepage, and you will see a picture of Kimberly and I from that Foreclosure Gone Wild 12-week training we've been doing online. We just wrapped up the 12-week series last night. You can join that program at any time and see all the replays. It was a one-time thing we did just to get people trained in between the live training events. So I can actually, if you sign up, turn that on your back office, and you can start listening to the training right away. You don't have to wait to the next live training. And I'm going to make you a special offer here tonight. You can actually sign up for the Foreclosures Gone Wild live training for $697. That's the live training only. However, anybody listening to this call that orders this week of May 4th through this Friday by midnight, I will throw in the 12-week training program at no additional charge. That's normally a $497 value. We're selling them both for $997 at a discount. However, we'll throw in the live training and the webinar training for $697 if you order this week. So even though when you go to check out, it doesn't show it in your cart, the live training, go ahead and do it anyway. Just select live training only. And you have my word that if you order this week between now and Friday at midnight, I will throw in the webinar training as well. And you can start learning right away how to do short sale deals, and we can negotiate those for you. Okay, so let's get started with what's new. Give me a second here to get the screen ready. Okay. All I did was log in to one of my back office websites, and I clicked on the What's New page up here at the top. Okay, What's New. And you ought to click that every now and then and read it and see what's going on, what's new. So these are the updates we just released in April very recently. I actually mentioned these on the last webinar we did, but they were not actually released yet. I was going to give you a preview. So tonight I'm going to show them to you in action and show you how they work. So the first update was the fact that we added some new editable web pages to your website for search engine optimization. This is on our buy sites and our save sites, this first update I'm telling you about. And it's good for, I believe, basic or advanced sites. We have not added this to the sell site yet, but that is something we plan on doing. So the first update we did was we went through the site and gave you the ability to put text below the actual three-step questionnaire on the bottom of the page. Okay? So you can now add additional SEO information to the bottom of the page below the form for search engine optimization. And you can put this text down there so that your readers don't necessarily see it and distract them from filling out your form. However, it is down there. They can scroll down and see it if they want to, but it's not really written for them as much as it is for the search engines. And remember, you've got to write this content yourself and post it on the site. But the point is, the content you stick down there is for search engine optimization rather than people reading it. If you really, really want them to read it, you can put it up above the form when you edit your pages, as we've taught you many times in the past. So I'm going to show you a couple examples here of where I've done this on my sites. I'm going to show you onehourhomebuyers.com. I'm going to give your screen a chance to catch up with mine. Okay, there it is. Now, if I scroll down to the bottom of this page below the form, you will see, I'm going to scroll slowly so the screen will catch up. You will see the bottom of my form. Okay, so this looks like the bottom of the page. However, if I keep scrolling down past the links, further on down, you will see all this text stuff down there at the bottom of the page that you normally would not see if you were just visiting my site. You really have to scroll down to see it. So this entire block of text that I'm highlighting with my mouse is strictly for search engine optimization. If a human reads it, that's great. It's not embarrassing or anything like that, but it was written to attract search engines. And this is on the home page, which is the most important page of your website. So that's why we put it here. Now I'm going to click over to WeBuyHouses.net. I'm going to let your screen catch up with you. Okay, and I'm going to scroll to the bottom of this page as well. And once again, you'll see a big block of text that is written strictly for the search engines. And there it is. I'll highlight it with my mouse. All that is search engine optimization content. Okay? So let me now show you a live site without it. So give me 1 second to pull up a site. Okay. Let me let your screen catch up with mine. This is one of our sample sites, WeBuyHouseAtlantaGeorgia.com with dashes. You'll notice that we have already done some optimization to the site. What I'm highlighting right now with my mouse and the highlighter is custom content right in here in Atlanta. So we've gone through this homepage and already made some changes to the home page. In this case, this page we've updated to be about foreclosures and short sales. So we've already edited the top of the site. Let me erase these changes, switch back to my mouse. So what we're talking about now is everything below this form. And you'll notice there's nothing down here. OK? Okay, there's nothing down there other than what's always been down there. There's no text. So now you can log into your back office website. I'm going to log into We Buy Houses Atlanta. Okay, we'll let your screen catch up. And if you have requested that I turn on the free editable website update, you can scroll down your left navigation bar and look for my editable web pages. Okay, so there it is. It's under website administration. About halfway down the page, it says my editable web pages. Okay, it's right there. Let me highlight it for you real quick so you can see what I'm seeing. It is right there. Okay, so I'm going to click it, and this is going to open up the My Editable Web Pages section. And remember, if you don't see that link, it's because it's not turned on. You have to actually open up a help ticket at supersmartsupport.com and request that I turn that on for you. Now, what you see now is what's been there for quite some time. The page that you want to edit, let me turn the highlighter on. This has been there for quite some time. Okay. And this column right here. It's been there for quite some time. If I click home page, you can see that this page has custom content. If I look at our mission, you can see that it has default content. Default content. Who we are is custom. What we do is custom. How we can help is custom. So I can click on any of these links over here and go edit those pages. Now, what you'll notice that is new is out here to the right. This entire page content below form is new. All this is new. Now, right now, everything says blank, 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 because I haven't taken the time to go into this test site and update any pages. So what I'm going to do right now is just quickly show you how to do that. So I'm going to click on our mission. I'm not going to update the home page, but I'm going to update our mission. It has default content above the fold, so I'm not going to mess with that. But I'm going to scroll down to the bottom here, below the content form, and put in something. Tori, if you're listening, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, if I put test, test, test down below and below the content form, do I have to use my web page content, or can I leave the top to default?
No, you have to select use my web page content. Just make sure the top section is full default content.
Right. So watch what I do, folks. Because this page was totally the default content, I have to update the top two. However, I can leave it exactly the way it is. I don't have to change anything unless I want to. So I'm going to change it from default here to use your web page content. So I'm going to check this radio button. Notice everything is white now. Now notice the top of the page is blank. So I'm going to click this link right here at the top of the screen. It says pull in default content. Let me wait till everybody's screen catches up. It's right here at the top of the screen. So I'm going to click that link, and notice the content populates this WYSIWYG editor. Do not be alarmed if you are in Firefox and you don't actually see the photo. That is a Firefox bug that seems to affect this WYSIWYG editor. So even though it looks like the link is broken for the image, it will actually work. It is just a WYSIWYG bug. Down below, I have that test, test, test that I just added. So I'm going to hit update. Wait for the page to reload, okay? Then I'm going to go back to my live site. It says it's successfully updated. I'm going to go back to that live site and go up and visit the mission page. Let me wait for the page to load for you, okay? There is the photo as predicted. It's not truly missing. It's right there. This is now should be custom content, which looks just like the default content because I didn't make any changes. And if I scroll down below the form, I don't see my...
It's not going to be there because the session is already set, so it's
okay.
Already cached.
So watch this. Let me do a hard refresh, and it will be there. And that's a good point you make, Tori. Sometimes when you update the back office and then quickly go run over to the home page or the page, your change isn't there. Okay. Sometimes it takes 10 to 20 minutes to show up. Okay. But I did a hard refresh there for you. And now if I scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can see where it says test. Okay? Did you guys catch that? So even though I updated the page and went there real quick, the change did not show up because I'd already been on the site and already had that page cached. Or take that back. It was already cached in the system's memory. So I did a hard refresh. You just might have to wait 5 to 10 minutes for it to show up. Not a big deal. But there it is, test, right there. Okay? So whatever changes you do on the back office, you can instantly show up on your web page within a few minutes at least. So this is how you can go in and add all this content below your form, or you can edit this content above the form. So I can go back to my back office page, and now I'm going to update the custom content. And right in front of the word new or mission, I'm going to put the word new, our new mission, and I'm going to make it bold. And I'm going to press update. And I'm going to go back to the home, our mission page. Give your screen a minute to catch up. And see if my changes are there. There it is. So that time it was instant. My new mission. It's right there at the top of the page. And so I've shown you how to update above the fold, above the form, and now below the form. Now, let's say you screwed it up really bad and your page broke. You can go back to your back office and click Use Default Content again. Let me let your screen catch up with mine. All I'm doing is changing it from green up to Use Default Content right here. And I'm going to press Update. I'm going to go back to my page, our mission. Reload the page. And notice that new is no longer there at the top of the page. And if I scroll down, test is no longer there. So that is how you go onto your back office and update the content above or below the fold. Okay? The second thing we did is on your home page, let me go back there for a second, let your screen catch up. We have some links at the top of the page that say, in foreclosure, right here. Is your house vacant? Does your house need repairs? Has your listing expired? All these little bullets at the top of the page, which I'm highlighting with my mouse right now. You can now edit these pages. So this is really good for search engine optimization because these pages are very specific. For example, in foreclosure is about foreclosures and short sales. Is your house vacant? It's about vacant houses. Need repairs is about houses needing extensive repairs. Is your listing expired? It's about houses where the listings expire. So these pages are very specific. So I don't suggest you change them and make them generic again, but rather leave them specific. But you can now go in there and edit those pages and tweak them for your local buying area. And here's how you do it. Back on the back office, if you go back to web page management, remember how we went to My Editable Web Pages? Well, there's a link right here at the top of the page you can click, or you can click the one down the side, the left nav bar where I showed you earlier. But I'm going to click web page management. It's just a shortcut. And it takes me back to the page that I showed you a few minutes ago. So now I'm going to scroll further down the page where you can see these subpages right here. So these pages work the exact same way. You simply click on the one you want to edit, such as foreclosure, And this page two will load the WYSIWYG editor. Wait for your screen to catch up with mine. Right now, sell to default content. And notice this default content's already pulled in for you. You don't actually have to click that link. But if I were to go in there and delete all this like I'm doing right now, see how I totally screwed up my page? Whoops, I didn't mean to do that. I can click pull in default content, and it'll reset the page back to the way it originally was. So that's how you could easily reset it to the original content. So now I can go in here and edit this content. If you're facing, and I'm going to click on use web page content, it makes it white. If you're facing a pending foreclosure in Atlanta, Georgia, the best advice we can give you is to act now and don't hesitate another minute. So all I'm doing is adding the word Atlanta, Georgia. I hit update. It updates my website just like the previous changes did. It's that simple. Okay? So that is the first two updates I wanted to show you. You can now add content below your forms, and you can now update these bullets on your homepage. Now, in order to update the content below the form, you need to make sure you have your three-step questionnaire turned on. You do that by going to the bottom of your website account information page. You see me clicking on website administration over to the left nav bar. This will take you to your account information page. Down at the bottom of this page, scroll all the way down. It will say, and I'll highlight it with my mouth as soon as your screen catches up, to display the three-step form right here. Notice I have all applicable pages. So the short three-step form is going to be on every single page of my site that's applicable, which is 99% of the pages. Obviously, we don't have two forms on the seller questionnaire page. So there are exceptions. The Contact Us page doesn't have this form. There's only a handful of exceptions, but most of them do. So turn it to all applicable pages if you're not already there and hit update. Now you have that form on each page that you can add content below. The Tory, if they don't have this turned on, will they be able to see the below the form content? Will it even show up on that WYSIWYG page?
No, if they do not have that turned on, then that second or that third column on the main page won't show up, and the below the form will not show up.
I didn't think so. So make sure you have that turned on. It's real simple. Now, while we're here, I'm going to go ahead and show you the next update. The next update is called the on-exit pop-up. And you're going to turn it on right here. So I'm going to tell you how to turn it on since we're already here before I even show you what it is. To turn on this new feature that I'm getting ready to show you, it's called exit pop-up. It's new. You want to turn it to all applicable pages. You can also set it to your home page and sell your house page only, but I obviously recommend all applicable pages here and all applicable pages for the three-step form. Okay? So you turn it on right here and press update, and it will save those changes. So let's go back to your website. And I'm going to open up a new browser because I've already triggered the on exit pop-up. So give me a second to copy this URL. I'm going to open a new browser because it only works once per session. So I'm going to explain to you what it is here by opening a new browser and going to this site in Windows Explorer. This is called an on-exit pop-up. And the whole purpose is that when somebody comes to your website, let's say you're doing SEO or pay-per-click, you want to do everything you can to convert that prospect that visits your site into a lead. So let's say somebody comes here, reads your homepage, clicks through your site a few times, like goes to your FAQs, wherever, and reads what you have to say but never actually opts into your form, which is on the bottom of each page. Okay? Sometimes it's below the above the fold, sometimes it's slightly below the fold. So let's say they do all this reading, and then they go take their mouse and go head to the exit. The exit is anything above this line. Notice when I crossed that line, the pop-up came up. It happened so fast, you might not have seen my mouse what it did. So I'm going to illustrate with a highlighter or the pen. right here is this imaginary line I'm telling you about. It's not actually imaginary. Yeah, you can actually see it. It's right here. Okay? Anything above this line. When people take their mouse and go to leave their site, your site, they have to move their mouse above this line to click X here in the top right-hand corner, or to go to this window and type in a new URL, or to go to the search box and type in something new on Google. So as soon as they cross that line, this pop-up right here pops up. And it says, don't leave yet. Complete our seller questionnaire below for a free, confidential, no-obligation consultation to learn how we can buy your house fast. We also have this feature on the save site. It says, wait, don't leave. If you're facing foreclosure, please complete our emergency help form so we can help you stop foreclosure and save your home now. Okay? So this is an on-exit pop-up. It's pretty neat. And that was a suggestion of a couple of our students, Kurt Johnson out of South Carolina and Mark Fordham here of Georgia, and myself. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but those two twisted my arm and got me to move this update to the top of my list. So I want to thank Tori for doing such a good job putting it together. We made this kind of work unique. Most of these on-exit pop-ups only work on the home page. We made it where it would work on any page of your website, which was a little tricky. So it took us a little bit longer than we thought it would to get it to work just right. But I'm really proud of it. It looks really good. And in future updates to this update, we will give you the ability to change this graphic. This is one big graphic. And we'll give you the ability to come in there and change that so you can say whatever you want to. So that's a future update. It's not on the top of my priority list, but it's in there. Right now, I think this will work just fine. Very few sites out there have this, so I hope you like it. And once again, I will close this window and show you once more where to turn it on. Okay? It was on your back office at the bottom of the account information page right here. Just turn it to all applicable pages. And that's brand new, the on-exit pop-up. We hope you enjoy that one. So that's the one we talked about last month. So now everything I'm going to talk about for the remainder of this call is brand new. We just put it online a few days ago. And most of these updates are for folks who have our DeedFlow upgrade. DeedFlow is like our seller follow-up log on steroids. We've done several calls on this topic that are on your back office homepage. They're also on supersmartpodcast.com. So if you go to your back office homepage and scroll through all the Supersmart podcasts we've done, I'll scroll down. They're right here. I got to wait for your screen to catch up. Mine has the Foreclosure Gone Wild online training on it. So while I'm here, let me show you that real quick because I was talking about it earlier at the beginning of the call. If you join our the Foreclosure Gone Wild training today, as I suggested, we're throwing in this 12-week webinar training series. Kimberly and I, for 12 weeks, did about 2.5 to 3 hours per week on doing short sales. So I have yet to put the call we did last night online, but you can see here is week 11. You can see your homework, the downloads we had for that week, and as I scroll down the page, you can see all 11 webinars. Later this week, I'll be adding the final 12th call. So there's a lot of training back here if you want to start doing short sales and join our team, whether you're here in Atlanta, whether you're in Orlando, whether you're anywhere in the country, we can work with you to do short sale deals. Right now, we've got a few folks up north, I think in Michigan and Minnesota, but most of us right now are down south. I think we have one person in California. So we're primarily located in the south right now, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, some of the southern states. But we're looking to branch out to other areas. If you'd like us to negotiate your short sale deals or at least teach you how to do short sales, you want to sign up for that live training we talked about at the beginning of the call. And I'll show you again how to do it at the end of the call. Now, down below that, because you wouldn't normally see everything I just showed you unless you have the Foreclosure Gone Wild training, is all your one-hour home buyers and super smart training series. So here is where you can see all the webinars we do each month. We do two of these super smart calls per month, the first and third Tuesday of the month. Kimberly, our short sale expert, does it on the second Tuesday of the month. And then Stefan does a training on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So you can see all of those here. So as you scroll through these podcasts, you can see that I did one on deed flow on March 16th. I also did a couple back, I think, in November and October. And I'll be doing more in the near future. In fact, this call tonight is on deed flow a bit. So please feel free to watch any of these webinars to learn more about deed flow. But deed flow is the software, like I said, it's the summer follow-up on steroids. It's what we use to manage all of our short sale deals and any of the other deals we're using. So once you have deed flow, this menu right over here to the left will change slightly. So when I click on seller lead management, it's going to take me to the deed flow interface. And I'm going to show you some of the new updates. This is not a deed flow training session. We've done those. I just showed you a couple, and we'll be doing more in the future. But I'm going to show you what's new for those on the call who do already have deed flow. One of the first things I want to show you is this brand new quick search right here at the top of the page. This is brand new right here. Brand new. And this allows you to quickly search through your leads. You've always been able to browse them. You've always been able to click the seller's initial to jump to all the sellers with the last name of C. You've always been able to go over here to the seller lead search right here and do an advanced seller lead search. You've always had the lead search right here. Let me turn the highlighter back on so you can see what I'm actually pointing to. That'd be helpful. Right here is the advanced seller lead search. It's also over here on the toolbar right there. If you can see that. But this new quick search allows you to search pretty much from any page you're on. All right, so let me erase this and show you what I mean. Okay, I've got a lead in my database in DeedFlow, and I know it's located in Lula, Georgia, but I cannot remember the address, and I just cannot remember the seller's name. So I type in Lula, as in Lula, Georgia. It's a little redneck town north of here. And I'm going to search all leads and deals, okay? Because right now I was on the active leads tab, so it's only searching active leads. I can search all deeds, all houses that are under buy contract, all houses that are purchased, all short sales pending, short sales approved, sold, etc. But I'm going to search everything because I don't remember where the heck I put this lead. And I'm going to hit search. And now what it's doing is going into the database, it searches by the seller's first name, last name, the second seller's first name, last name. So if there's a husband and wife, it'll search all four fields. First name number one, last name number one. First name number two, last name number two. It also searches the street address, the city, the state, the zip, and the county. Okay? So when I typed in Lula, Georgia, lo and behold, there's that one lead I was looking for right there. Lula, Georgia. So I can also go in here and search for the word Hall. Hall happens to be a county nearby, and I'm going to hit all leads and all deals and hit search. Now watch what it returns. It found one deal, and it wasn't in Hall County. But notice this seller has the word Hall in his last name. Marshall ends in Hall. So I'm going to search Cobb. Cobb is a county here in Georgia. All leads and all deals. Then notice it found six in Cobb County. Now, when you look at these, because I know these city names, I know they're in Cobb. But if you put your mouse over the lead in the property column, you'll notice that Cobb shows up in the pop-up right there. So when in doubt, put your mouse over these. And you can see that they're in the county in question. So it found six leads in Cobb County. So once again, you can search on first name, last name, city, state, zip, and county to quickly find the leads you're looking for. So I'm going to type in Lula again because I want to go look at this deal and use that as an example for what I'm going to show you next. And by the way, that quick search was Kimberly Frank's idea. Because she has so many deals that she's managing for herself personally and for her students, she wanted a quicker way to look up the deals by property address, by city, by state, by zip, whatever, without having to leave the page and go to the advanced seller lookup. Okay? And the advanced seller lookup lets you have a lot more criteria to search upon, but she wanted this quick search. So there you have it, the quick search. So thanks for the suggestion, Kimberly. Now I'm on the Lula property. This is a dummy lead that I want to show you. If I put my mouse over it, you can see all the shortcut links to various places within the file. But I'm just going to click on the property's address. And I'm going to show you a couple new quick updates we did this month to make your job easier. Up at the top of the page, you will see some icons right here, if you guys can see the highlighter. Okay, let me turn on the pen. Sometimes that's easier to see. This is the lead sheet. If you click that clipboard, it'll open up a printable copy of the lead sheet. This print icon opens up a printable version of the page that I'm currently on. The next icon looks like a sticky note. That's so you can easily add notes to this deal. Okay? The next one is the task icon. You can quickly open up and add tasks to this file. Tasks actually have a due date, and you have to assign them to someone. Okay? Notes are just notes. There is no due date. It's just a note on the account. Next is the email icon. It goes and opens up the communication log where you can email the seller, the negotiator, anybody that's assigned to this lead. You can email pretty much anybody, and it stores it all with this record. The next one is the add documents icon. So if I want to add any files, such as short sale files, to this package, that is where I do it. I click on that add document. Well, this next one is new right here, and this one is the add photos. Now, we've always had the ability to add photos, but this icon is new. Okay? We just added that to make adding photos even easier. So let me erase these and switch back to my mouse. The next one here is to add a contact. So if you have DeepFlow Pro, it comes with a contact manager, so you can add contacts to your database, like all your realtors, all your brokers, all your title agents, all your attorneys, et cetera. It's contact manager. So that last one is the add contact. If you have DeepFlow Lite, you probably will not see add a contact. Okay? We also added a new icon to make printing. And by the way, let me pause the screen right here. When I told you about adding documents, these are all the short sale documents here for the short sale package. You can see where I've gone in and added all these documents. But scrolling down the screen is where you see the notes section. Okay? I'm going to click on all notes. Okay? Because right now I'm in property on the property page, so it shows two notes attached to the property. But that's just the property page. There's the seller page, the emails page, the task page, the notes page, the first mortgage, the second mortgage, third mortgage, liens, docs, etc. So there could be a lot of notes on this account. But right now, if I were to hit this new print icon, and let me circle it so you can see what I'm pointing to. Right here, this is a new print icon. And before I I'm going to go ahead and click it just to show you what happens. When I click it, it's going to open up a printable page just for the two notes that are on the screen right now. So notice there are two notes, but that's because there's only two notes on the page I'm looking at. When I go to all, it's going to show me all notes, all tasks, all emails. There could be hundreds, okay? And because there could be hundreds, we only display 10 at a time. If you see this thing right here at the top, this is one of those next menus right there. And you can go next 10, next 10. See, this file has 22 notes. It says it right here, and it also says it right here. And let me turn on the pen. Right there, 22 notes. So if I scroll down this page, you'll notice it stops at 13. So it's going backwards, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, through 13. So the newest ones are always at the top. okay? So below 13, there are a bunch of other notes that I can't see because we can't possibly display this all on one page, especially if there's hundreds of them, because it'll really bog down your page and the load time. So I said, hey, how can we see them all at once? So if you'll go back up to that print icon and click it again this time in all note mode, I'll see all 22 or all 100 or all 50, however many are attached to this file. Let me let your screen catch up with mine. So now I can see there's 22 of them, and they're all here on one page. So I can see all my notes at a glance, okay? All the notes, all the tasks, all the emails. So it tells you this is a task, this is a task, this is a task, this is a note, etc. This is an email, this is an email, who it was sent to, any attachments, etc. And I can click print page, and it'll print it to my printer. Okay, it's that simple. So that is a new feature to make you, to give you the ability to see all your notes in one, on one page rather than having to go next 10, next 10, next 10, next 10. So that is new. Okay. Now I want to go back to DeedFlow and show you a new column we added. I'm going to go to my little fake lead in Lula. So there's only going to be one lead on this page, but just pretend there's a bunch. In fact, I'll back up and show you what I mean. But here I want to show you what we did new. So on the page you see right now, there could be 20 leads here, but there's only one on this particular page. So we added two new columns. We added the next column. Let me turn on the pen so you can see it. This column right here is new. This one right here is new. And then this negotiator is new. So those are three things I want to talk about real quick. Okay. Now watch what happens when I put my mouse over the word assigned here. Okay. This is new. If you look at this little pop-up, you can now see who this lead is assigned to within my own office. It says administrator, that's me, Gordon Katz, and a realtor login that I created so realtors could see their deals. Below that, because this deal has been assigned to Kimberly's office, you can see who it's assigned to within her office. So at a glance, you can see everybody this deal is assigned to, everybody that has permission to see this deal. The next one is negotiator. If you put your mouse over this pop-up, you can see that this deal was assigned to Kimberly back on March 22nd, 2010, and me at the same time. So your negotiator can see it, and if you're on my coaching team, I can see your lead and help you out and help you work this deal. If you're not on my team, you won't actually see my name. You'll just see Kimberly's if you assign her your short sale deal. So what we're talking about is only for short sale deals, negotiator specifically. Okay? So that's that pop-up. That's new. This is all new right here. Now, notes we just added too. So watch what I do, what happens when I put my mouse over the 22. 22 means there's 22 notes, as you saw a few minutes ago, notes, tasks, and emails on this deal so far. So when I put my mouse over, you can see it pops up. Okay? Let me do it again. Okay? So this shows about the first eight tasks, the tasks that were at the top of that page I showed you earlier. So if it's older, you won't see it on this quick and dirty pop-up. This pop-up is so you don't have to click on every single lead to see what the most recent notes were. So this is a shortcut to let you look at the notes on a file without having to go deep into the file to see those notes. Okay, so that's the notes column. Next is the next column. It's to the far right. What does next mean? Next means the very next follow-up. So if this particular lead has five tasks that are open, it's going to show the one that's the most current. And I might have to change the way I said that, most current. If that task is past due, it's going to show the one that's the most past due. So if I had five leads this month, one from the last day of April, May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd, May 4th, that's five tasks. The one that would show up as next would the be the one from the end of April? Because that's the oldest one that's past due. If that column says add, that means there's no task with a due date. So say the word ADD, add, where you can go in and add a new task. Otherwise, it shows the single date. Just because you see a single date doesn't mean there's only one task that's due. It can only show one at a time, and that's the one that was due first. So that's what the next column is about. It's the next follow-up, the next due date for something that's attached to this account. Now, in DeedFlow, you can always go to your to-do list. I don't know if you guys saw me click that because I did it kind of in a hurry, but right here at the top of the page, it'll take you to your to-do list where you can see everything that's due for all of your files. Okay? And if you let me turn on my pen so you can see this. But right now I'm logged in as administrator, and I see everyone, the entire team's to-do list for this little test site. So I can see I have a task, I have two tasks, my realtor has a task, I have another task, Gordon has one task, and Kristen has a task. So these are the ones, they're all yellow because they're all past due because this is a test site. If they're white, they're not due yet. If they're lime green, they're due today. So normally, if this was an active website, you'd see, you know, dozens of tasks that are either past due, not yet due, or due today. And you can go in this list and say, well, show me just my tasks. I don't want to see everybody's tasks right now. Just show me my stuff. So I can go in there and say administrator, and it'll show me just my three tasks. I can say, show me all Gordon's tasks. Show me all Kimberly's tasks. Show me all Kristen's tasks. So I can go in there and see what they're doing or not doing. Okay? So that's the to-do list. It's not new. It's been around for a while. But since we're talking about tasks, I thought I'd show you that real quick. Okay, so I showed you the follow-up column with the new negotiator link. I'm going to show it to you one more time. It's right here. And the purpose of this was because when you're in short sale pending, you may have tons of pending short sale deals open. You may have, you know, 20. They may wrap onto the next page. Before I added this negotiator, you could not visually look at that page and see which ones were assigned to Kimberly and which ones were not yet. And let me go to short sale pending just to show you what I mean. I think I might have a few sample deals in here. And no, I don't. Let me go to active leads. This is an example. Can't wait for the page to catch up. So just pretend this was the short sale pending tab. Prior to me adding that negotiator field, it just said assigned, 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 right here. So you couldn't visually look at it and tell if it was assigned to Kimberly's office or not. You had to click in, open it up to see. So now that we added that little that little word that says negotiator, we added it right here on the deals that are assigned, you can quickly look at a page and see if it's assigned to Kimberly or not because it'll have the word negotiator there. So that is new, so that you can visually see which deals you've assigned and which deals you have not yet. So I was talking to Simone today. She's really glad I added that new feature because a couple of her deals she thought she turned over to Kimberly, and she had not. They were sitting on her shelf and not being worked. So that update is for people like her that have a lot of deals where she can quickly visually go through there and see what's assigned and which is not by looking at her deals. Okay. Let me see what I want to cover next. Okay, I covered the new tabs. I covered that. Let's see. Okay, one more thing we added. Let me pull up this next deal. I'm going to go up there and type in the word Lula again so I can quickly find that lead. I'm going to submit it. Oop, I searched active leads. See what happened? I'll show you. It says no deals with the word Lula in it. Well, that's not true. I was searching active leads only because I was on the active leads page. That was an oversight on my part because I did it in a hurry. I need to go to all leads, all deals, and hit search. This time it'll find it. So if you ever find yourself saying, hey, I can't find my deal, and you know good and doggone well it's in there, pay attention to what you just searched. But there's my deal again. So I'm going to click on the address and go to the subject property page. Let me give it a chance for your screen to catch up with mine. Okay. Right here, this is brand new. This section is not new. This section's been there for quite some time, right here in the middle in yellow. And let me run my pen across it so you can see it right here. Okay, that has been there for a while, but I just updated it. So let me show you what we did. Give me 1 second. Get my mouse. Okay, turn the pen back on. All right, right here we just added this. Now you can see when the deal was actually submitted to Kimberly's office. She's marked as the negotiator for the deal. We reworded this slightly. And I'm marked as mentor for the deal because you happen to be on my team. If you're not on my team, you won't see me there. But you can also see how long Kimberly's had the file. So that is new. That was Simone's request. And if you put your mouse over view assignees, you can see who within Kimberly's office is assigned to that deal so far. And this is a fake deal. Otherwise, it'd have more people assigned to it. So that's what these two links are for. Okay? Now, also at the top, let's look at a deal that's not yet assigned to Kimberly. So let me back up a page and look at one of these deals. This is a lead that just came in on the 3rd, so that was yesterday, okay, on this test site. So I'm going to click the address. Now, notice I cannot assign this deal to Kimberly yet because it's not marked as a short sale. So I have to mark this deal at the top of the page, property type, as short sale, okay, right here. Let me turn on the pen so you can see what I just did. I'll mark this as a short sale. If you do not mark the deal as a short sale, you will not be able to assign it to Kimberly. So once you've marked as a short sale, you will have to scroll down and hit update or save. The page will reload. Give it a sec for your screen to catch up. Okay. And at the top of the page, you will now see it says select negotiator access. That is not new, but we did make it more visible. We made it real bright yellow and red so that you can see it. A lot of people didn't notice it stuck up there because it was a small red link, but it's right there. So if you click that link, once you've marked it as a short sale and once you've uploaded your entire short sale package, all the required documents, you'll be able to submit this deal to Kimberly's office. So if I click select negotiator access, a pop-up will open. Let me wait for your screen to catch up. And I can come in here and mark this as Kimberly's negotiator and hit the word save. Okay? That's all there is to it. I'm not going to do it because this is a fake deal. Well, it's not a fake deal. It's a real deal, but I'm not going to submit to Kimberly's office because it's not my deal. Okay? So once you've done that, submitted to Kimberly's office, you'll be able to go back to your property page or the subject property page, and you will see the fact. You'll see this middle section now that I showed you a few minutes ago. Once the deal has been assigned to Kimberly, you will see this. Okay? But it only appears once you've assigned it to her office. Okay? And notice select deal access disappeared up here at the top. It's gone. Why? Because it's already assigned to Kimberly. You can't assign it again. So we made that disappear. So that is new. Also, if I scroll down to the bottom of this page, we've made a few other updates this month. Give me 1 second. Okay. If I scroll down to the bottom, originally down here, it just said administrator. And it also said other administrator. Well, that to me, when I was looking at these student files and stuff, was kind of confusing. Who is the administrator? So all we did was add the word, the person's first name next to it. So in this case, I'm the administrator. If you see one that says other administrator, it's going to have Kimberly's name next to it. See right here? Administrator Dustin, other administrator Kimberly. So that's new. We just added a first name next to it so we could keep which administrators straight. So that's new. And the last thing I'm going to show you before we wrap things up here this evening, looks like we're going to be right on time, is the dflow default setting page. So let me let my screen catch up. Let me turn on the pen and show you what I'm pointing to. Right here is the dflow default settings, right there on the left navigation bar. Okay, so I'm going to click that and show you something new. This we did for Steve Banus out of Charleston, South Carolina. He and his he has a partner, and they're both considered administrator. However, the way dflow is set up, only one of them gets an email when a task is assigned to the administrator. Okay? Well, they wanted to both get an email. So we updated the site. This was not a bug. This wasn't designed to email two administrators, so we fixed it. So right here where it says administrator's email, you can now add a second email address. Tori, if you're listening, can we add a third, or is it limited to two at this point?
Actually, it's just limited to 100 characters, so whatever you can fit in 100 characters with the comma between the email addresses is what's going to fit.
Okay. So if I were to add a second person to this file, I come out to the end and put it, is it a comma or a semicolon or both?
It's a comma.
Okay, you might want to, if you can, make a semicolon work as well, if that's not a big deal, because we use a semicolon on the account information page. So use a comma per Tori's instruction. So I can put Tori at whatever.com, and every time a task is assigned to the administrator, the admin, we'll both get a copy of that email if when you add a task, you set it to email, okay? So this is where you put in the second email, you hit update, you save it. So give me a second, and I'm going to show you where that matters. Okay, so I'm back on the dflow page. So I'm going to go up here and click add task, and a pop-up will open so I can quickly add a task to this deal. So anytime you're assigning the email to the administrator, see where it says right here, Administrator Dustin? Because I just added a second email to the dflow default settings, even though it says Dustin, if I have a partner, my partner will get a copy of that email too. Only if the person who assigns the task checks email. You don't get emails by default. Whoever assigns this task needs to check email too, because not everybody wants to get an email for every single task they get. They simply log into dflow every day, look at their to-dos, and knock them out. However, if you wanted to email me this task, in addition to sticking it on my to-do list, you check this box. Okay, and as soon as you do, when you hit submit and add your task, blah, 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 what's the priority level, and hit add task, it's going to email Tori and I both had I saved that change. So that is new, and that is the last thing I wanted to cover tonight. So give me a second here, and we will wrap things up. Give me 1 second. Now, I haven't checked lately to see if we have any questions via the GoToWebinar interface. So if you have any questions, please send them in right now, and we'll get them answered. Right now, I don't see any. I've been doing all the talking, and you guys haven't been asking questions. I haven't reminded you to ask any questions. So if you want to send them in the next few minutes, I'll check them again in just a second. Otherwise, I want to go ahead and wrap things up, wrap up at least what I wanted to talk about. I showed you all the new updates for the beginning of May. We have several more updates, exciting updates, coming out in the next 30 days. A pretty major upgrade coming out next week. We're also trying to get the squeeze pages online and a lot of other new dflow updates that we've been working on. So that should be coming here in the next week or two. So be looking for that. But what I wanted to wrap up by saying was I wanted to remind you, if you have any sales-related questions, say you don't have D-Flow, want to get it, just give us a call at 678-957-0220, extension 2. That is the sales line, extension 2. Or open up a help ticket at supersmartsupport.com with the sales department. If you have any sales-related questions, want to upgrade to anything we've talked about tonight, just open a help ticket or give us a call. If you have any general questions, just open up a help ticket with website technical support. Please do not call in and ask technical questions because the people that answer the phones aren't techies. If you want technical support, open up a help ticket at SuperSmart Support. If you want to get that editable web pages we talked about earlier turned on, open up a help ticket at SuperSmart Support with website technical support, and we'll get you turned on pretty quick. So once again, I just want to remind everybody, especially here in the Atlanta area, we are having the late night networking tomorrow night at the Cheyenne Grill at 8 p.m. That's why we call it late night networking. We usually start around 8 or 9. Lately, we've been starting at 8. So we're probably going to keep up that schedule throughout the summer, 8 o'clock. So during the winter, it was pitch black at 8 o'clock. During the summer, it'll still be daylight out till 9 o'clock. That'll be happening soon. So please join us if you're in the Atlanta area, Late Night Networking. Go to meetup.com/late-night-networking, spelled N-I-T-E, networking. And also, just want to remind you one more time, Foreclosure Gone Wild training is May 21st through 23rd. Register at supersmartwebprofits.com. If you join our coaching program, you will get D-Flow. And if you join the Atlanta program, I'm planning on offering a lot of other goodies as part of the coaching program. And if you join the program, you'll be able to do deal splits with us. We'll be able to negotiate your deals and be one big team working these deals together in the Atlanta area or wherever you live. So please attend if you can. The dates were, again, the 21st through the 23rd. To sign up, go to our homepage, supersmartwebprofits.com, and click on Live Training Only. Even though it says Live Training Only, if you sign up this week, today's the 4th, which is Tuesday through this Friday at midnight, I'm going to throw in the 12-week training, which I showed you on the back office, which is 12 days times about 2.5 to 3 hours per session. So it's a lot of really good training. We don't take commercial breaks. It wasn't a sales call, any of that. It was pure training on everything you need to know from A to Z as far as short sale deals go. That way you can get up and trained fast. So unlike the other folks who had to wait all 12 weeks to see all 12 episodes, if you join today, we'll turn them on your back office. You can watch all 12 of them right away. I'll be putting the final 12th call we did last night online here in the next day or two. So you'll have all 12 right away. You get it for the one low price of $697. That not only comes with the live training, it also comes with Kimberly's home study course. And like I just said, I'm throwing in the 12 weeks of live training as well. And if you come to that event, you'll be able to do deal splits with us, and you can also join the coaching program and do a lot of extra training over the course of the year and actually have a coach to help you and hold your hand along the way. It's going to be a really good time. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's all I have to say. I didn't see any questions come in. That's good. That means I did a good job explaining it. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to open a help ticket at supersmartsupport.com. And I will see you again on the third Tuesday of this month. So 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing a new call. We'll do it on What's New, or I'll be interviewing somebody. I usually make it up a few days before the call, whatever we're going to talk about that week. Whatever's current, whatever's pressing, whatever's going on, we'll talk about. And it's usually related to technology and real estate. So I look forward to seeing you guys on the next call. Thank you again, everyone. Good night and God bless. Tori, thank you for being there for me and recording the call and doing all that you do. Good night, everyone.